building something real, not just interesting. As we come to the final topic in this course, it is important to ask a bigger question. What would it look like to build something real with pet-assisted chaplaincy? Not just something interesting. Not just something heartwarming. Not just something people smile at for a moment. But something real. Something steady. Something useful. Something that can last. That question matters because pet-assisted chaplaincy can easily attract attention. People often like the idea right away. A calm dog, a gentle cat, or another well-suited animal can make ministry feel approachable and memorable. It can open conversations and lower walls. But attention is not the same as maturity, and novelty is not the same as ministry. If this work is going to last, it has to be built on more than sweet moments. It has to be built on wise rhythms, clear expectations, careful stewardship, and Christ-centered purpose. A sustainable pet-assisted chaplaincy ministry does not revolve around showing the animal to as many people as possible. It revolves around serving people well over time in settings where the animal is truly welcome, properly handled, and wisely integrated into real ministry. That may include neighborhood chaplaincy, elder care visitation, soul center outreach, holiday ministry, disability aware settings, church care teams, or supervised community events. In each case, the question is not, how do we make this visible? The question is, how do we make this faithful? Building something real means accepting limits. The animal has limits. The chaplain has limits. The schedule has limits. The setting has limits. And wise ministry honors those limits instead of fighting them. It also means building patterns instead of depending on emotion. A strong ministry usually has repeatable practices. There is a clear sense of where this ministry fits, when it is appropriate, who welcomes it, what the visit rhythm should be, how the animal is cared for, and how the chaplain stays accountable. When that structure is missing, the ministry may still produce a few good moments, but it becomes harder to trust and harder to multiply. Another part of building something real is resisting the temptation to make the ministry about the animal. People may talk about the animal first. They may remember the animal's name first. They may light up when they see the animal. That is fine. But the chaplain must quietly keep the deeper purpose in view. The animal supports the atmosphere. The animal may open the door, but the ministry is still about presence, comfort, listening, prayer by permission, scripture with sensitivity, and wise spiritual care. The animal is not the message. Christ-centered care is the message. A real ministry also thinks long-term. Can this be done without exhausting the animal? Can it be done without creating dependency? Can it be done with good hygiene and proper safety? Can it be done in a way that a church, soul center, or care team would be glad to support? Can it be done with enough calm and order that people trust it year after year? Those are sustainability questions. And here is one more important part. A real ministry becomes more grounded, not more dramatic, as it matures. Early in a calling, people often imagine the ministry through emotional highlights. They picture the tearful conversation, the grateful family, the joyful resident, the child who finally smiles, or the lonely neighbor who opens up. Those moments do happen, but long-term ministry is usually built through quieter things. Showing up consistently, honoring permission, taking care of the animal, ending visits at the right time, working well with staff, following through, staying humble, being the kind of chaplain people can trust. That is what builds something real. In the end, sustainable pet-assisted chaplaincy is not about trying to create a charming ministry identity. It is about becoming a believable ministry presence. It is about building a pattern of care that can be received, respected, and continued. Interesting ministries get attention. Real ministries keep serving. And the kind of ministry we want is the kind that keeps serving.